Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Are you ready to talk today?
Hello everyone, I'm Marie, and yes, we're ready. Today's topic is small talk.
And the title of our lesson is I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. So Marie, what happened in yesterday's lesson?
Well, yesterday, Alex and Linda made plans to go see a play, but then Linda canceled, so it didn't happen.
Oh, and things just are not going our friend's way today. We're going to learn more about it, but first, we need to practice our reading. Here's Marie for a little help.
Linda didn't realize the play was tonight. She didn't put the date in her phone or on her calendar. But she can't skip her meeting. Taylor will try to create a pie chart for Rob. That will help his program. Ben misunderstood Susie. But she says it's her fault. She wasn't clear. Ben will make the list right away to help her.
So have you ever thought someone was saying something, but really they meant something else, but you both thought that you understood each other?
Yes, I have. That happened to my sister and I.
Yeah, I think it happens to all of us. This is called a misunderstanding, and we have one today. This happens often, but how do you deal with it? What should you say?
Yes. And that's what we will learn about today. But first, let's go to Christina. She will show us our key words.
Hello, Linda 跟人约好要去看表演，可是她没有意识到时间就是今天晚上。动词 realize 就是意识或认识到。She didn't realize it was tonight. 她没有把这件事记在行事历上。She didn't put it on the calendar. 行事历就是 calendar. Taylor 没准时把图表做好，所以他决定现在就去做。She will create the chart right now. 动词 create 就是创造或者是设计。Susie 很客气地请 Ben 有空的话帮他做出一份清单，因为只说有空的话，所以 Ben 很忙就没去做。可是现在 Susie 急着要用，怎么办呢？Ben 抱歉地说 Sorry, I misunderstood you. 动词 misunderstand 就是误会，它的过去式是 misunderstood. Susie 也觉得是自己没有讲清楚，她说 It's my fault, 是我的错。名词 fault 就是错误。
I'm so sorry, Alex. I really can't skip this meeting. I didn't realize...The play was tonight.
Didn't you put it in your phone or on your calendar?
No, I didn't. I thought I would remember, and I didn't.
Well, I guess you can't go.
I'm sorry, Alex, but let me pay you for my ticket. Then use it to take someone else.
Alex and Linda were planning on going to a play. Alex was excited. The play was tonight. But Linda had to cancel. In fact, she completely forgot the play was tonight. She has a meeting. She can't go to the play. But Alex already bought the tickets. What a terrible situation.
Oh, no. Well, Linda can't skip her meeting. I'm sure that she would like to go.Man, I feel bad for our friends.
Sometimes we can skip things. We don't have to go to something. Other times in life, we can't skip things. And we should not skip this lesson from Christina. We can learn about it together.
Linda 现在真的是很为难。她一方面约好了要去看表演，另一方面又不能不去开会。他对 Alex 说 I really can't skip this meeting. 我真的不能缺席会议。我们来看动词 skip, 它本来是指跳过或者是略过这个动作。 这个字可以用在很多地方，比如你可以说 He is learning to skip rope， 表示他正在学跳绳。那如果说 I'll skip lunch today， 表示我今天不吃午餐了。如果对人说 Don't skip class， 就表示不要翘课，或者你决定这次不要跟大家出去玩了，可以说 I'll skip this one。
Thank you, Christina. So Linda didn't realize the play was tonight. Peter, what does this word realize mean? Hey, Peter.
Oh, me? Sorry, I didn't realize you were talking to me.
Well, now that you realize that I was talking to you, could you please help us out with this word?
Oh, sure. When you realize something...This is the moment you become aware of something. You know what's going on.
Peter, do you know and do you realize you are looking into the wrong camera? You need to look over here.
Oh, I realize. let's move on. So why doesn't Linda remember that the play is tonight? Shouldn't she know better?
Yeah.Didn't she put it in her phone?
Oh, or on her calendar? That is how I remember things, especially important things.
Yes, when I have something important, I write it on my calendar. I have a monthly calendar on my desk. It shows me everything important going on in that month.
Well, I know something that's important. Conversation B. I think we can watch it together.Here we go.
I apologize, Rob. I've had too many things on my mind this morning.
I understand. But what about my program?
Do you have the information on bird watching?
Yes, I have it right here.
Give it to me.I'll go and create the chart right now. If I make a pie chart, it won't take me too long.
Thanks, Taylor. That would be great.
So Rob wanted some charts, but Taylor was too busy. She had a lot of things going on.
That's right. And Taylor starts by saying, I apologize.This is a great word. We should all learn how to use it.
I'm sorry. I apologize. They mean the same thing. And we say this to other people when we are sorry about something.
Yeah, maybe we made a mistake or there is a misunderstanding. Whatever happens, we can use these words.
Hey, Peter, I really hope that I find my phone...I haven't seen it for a long time. I'm getting worried.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have it right here. I should have told you earlier. Marie, I apologize. I hope you're not angry with me. I have it right here.
That's great, Peter. And it's also great because you just used today's...
calendar phrase!
I have it right here.
I have it right here.
就在我这里。
Where is my pen?
I have it right here.
Hmm. Where is my cup?
I have it right here.
Hmm. Where is my book?
I have it right here.
You have all my things. What if I need something?
Don't worry.I'll be right here.
Huh.
I have it right here.
I have it right here.
就在我这里。
That was a fun calendar phrase. So Rob will give Taylor the information she needs. Ooh, information. That is a long word. Information is just all the important things that we need to know.
Yeah, and then Taylor can make charts out of that information. Remember, friends, charts are pictures that show and help us understand information better.
But that will take time. What about Rob's program?
Well, what about Christina? How about we go to her right now? Hello, Christina?
Taylor 答应要帮 Rob 做一个图表，结果却忘记了。眼看着 Rob 上节目就要用到了， Taylor 却还没有做。情急之下 ，Rob 说 ：“But what about my program？” 这句话就像我们会说的，可是我的节目怎么办？这样子的话，是不是在生活中常会用到呢？如果爸爸妈妈今天晚上要很晚才回家，你可能会问 ：“But what about our dinner？” 可是我们的晚餐怎么办？或者是眼看着一台车已经要坐满了，你也想上车，就可以问 What about me? 那我怎么办？再说一个，如果大家决定要去吃麻辣火锅，可是小孩子不敢吃辣，你可以问 But what about the kids? 小孩子怎么办？
Thank you, Christina. Well, our friends can work together to solve this problem.Yes, there was some trouble between Rob and Taylor, but they came up with a solution. Rob can give her the information, and Taylor can make the pie charts to help him out. But they gotta work fast!
That is great news. Well, friends, before we learn more, we need to take a break. Don't go away! We'll be right back.
Welcome back from the break. So when would you use a chart? When would you make one?
Well, when I was in high school and middle school, I made many charts in science class. When I made the charts, it showed us a lot of information.
That's right. Charts can help you understand things. When I read news articles, sometimes there is a chart to help me understand all that information. Well, friends, it's time to go to Conversation C.Let's watch it together.
I'm really sorry, Susie. I misunderstood you.
It's my fault. I wasn't clear. So please tell me what we can do.
Well, I can make the list this afternoon.
But I need to call all the professors today to set up interviews.
Okay, I'll do the list right away. Then you'll have time to make the calls.
Thanks, Ben.
Well, Ben and Susie had a misunderstanding. Susie asked Ben to do something, right? But Ben thought she was just being polite. Well, it turned out okay. They apologized to each other.
And that's the important thing, to apologize. So it is always important to make sure the other person understands you. We can see how these two words are similar, understand and misunderstand.
Now, if you make a mistake in hearing someone, you can say, Sorry, I misunderstand you. Or, in the past, it is misunderstood.
Right.So Susie and Ben are doing a good job of talking to each other about this misunderstanding. So now Susie tells Ben, it's my fault.
When something is your fault, you are the person who did something wrong. I dropped the box. It was my fault.
And maybe it was mostly Susie's fault, but they both could have done better.But when you say, sorry, it's my fault, you just want to move on. It doesn't matter whose fault it was.
Yeah, and I guess they are both taking responsibility, right? And that's the important thing when you apologize. I'm sorry, it's my fault. How can we solve this problem? And that's what friends do. Susie asks him, please, tell me, what can I do? And...I know what we can do right now. We can go to Rebecca for our grammar point.
Hey friends, it's that time of day when we get to learn a new grammar point. Please, verb, what we can do. For example, please ask them what we can bring. Or please show us what we can help with. This is a very important grammar point. So make sure that you use it.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. Now, Ben can make the list this afternoon for Susie. That is very nice of him. They can work as a team.
Well, Susie needs to call the professors today to set up the interviews. When you agree on a time with someone, you set up a time.
And when you schedule things with other people, you agree about the time. Well, we're out of time and we need to review our keywords.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Realize. Realize. Jan didn't realize today was Monday.
Calendar. Calendar. Put the meeting on your calendar.
Create. Create. The artist created a beautiful picture.
Misunderstand. Misunderstand. I misunderstood your message.
Fault. Fault. It's not my fault you forgot your coat. All right, friends, make sure to practice those words at home. And now we can look at their conversations one more time. Here we go.
I'm so sorry, Alex. I really can't skip this meeting. I didn't realize the play was tonight.
Didn't you put it in your phone or on your calendar?
No, I didn't. I thought I would remember, and I didn't.
Well, I guess you can't go.
I'm sorry, Alex, but let me pay you for my ticket. Then use it to take someone else.
I apologize, Rob. I've had too many things on my mind this morning.
I understand. But what about my program?
Do you have the information on bird watching?
Yes, I have it right here.
Give it to me. I'll go and create the chart right now. If I make a pie chart, it won't take me too long.
Thanks, Taylor. That would be great.
I'm really sorry, Susie. I misunderstood you.
It's my fault. I wasn't clear. So please tell me what we can do.
Well, I can make the list this afternoon.
But I need to call all the professors today to set up interviews.
Okay, I'll do the list right away. Then you'll have time to make the calls.
Thanks, Ben.
Ginger, thank you for helping me make pie charts.
You're welcome, Monkey Man. It was fun.
Good. So let me take a look, okay?
Okay. The pie chart is right here.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Oh.
What?
Ginger, this isn't a pie chart.
Yes, it is. It's a chart full of pies.
Ginger, a pie chart looks like a circle that's divided into parts.
Oh, do the parts look like pieces?
Yes, they look like pieces of pie.
Well, sorry about my pie chart. I misunderstood. It was my fault.
Well, that's okay. Now, let's make a real pie chart, okay?
Well, I'd rather make a real pie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about appointment. And here to answer our question is Mr. Calendar.
Yeah, that'll be great. I think we can do that. Oh, hello, Rob. Sorry. I'm on a phone call. Yes. No? Okay. We'll make that work. All right, buddy. See you later. Sorry about that, Rob.
Great. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, good. Well, it's good to see you, Callan. Thanks for coming today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm really glad I could make time for today.
Well, Callan, I have a question today from Sean Tai of Hsinchu, Taiwan. Can you help us answer it?
Oh, I'll make a little time for you.
Great. Well, Sean writes, I have a busy schedule. Sometimes people invite me to do something with them, but I am busy. What are some polite ways to tell someone no?
Ooh, I know how you feel, Sean. I am very busy, too. There is not enough time to do everything you want to do. Sometimes you need to tell people no.
So what are some polite ways that we can say no?
Well, you can say, I'm sorry, I already have plans. Maybe some other time.
I already have plans. Maybe some other time.
Yes, this lets people know that you want to spend time with them, but you just can't do it at that time.
Okay. Is there another way we can say maybe some other time?
Sure. You can say, can I take a rain check?
Can I take a rain check? What does that mean?
People say this when they would like to accept the invitation, but maybe at a later date.
I see. So if I invite you to dinner next Thursday, but you are busy,
then I can say, thank you for the invitation, Rob. I can't next Thursday. Can I take a rain check?
Then I know that you want to have dinner with me, but maybe just not that night.
That's right.
Thanks for the information, Callan. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Yeah, I can take care of that. Okay, sure. Friends, thanks for joining us today. Well, things that happened in the studio were not good, but I think our friends did a good job solving these problems.
I think they did. They did an excellent job. And friends, if you are ever in a familiar situation like our friends today, make sure to say sorry and try to understand one another. It will help the friendship.
That's right. You just need to talk to the other person and make sure there are no misunderstandings. Well, we hope to see you again on this show. We'll see you then. Right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.